Larry Lynchuk has one big secret, and anyone familiar with this popular snip of folklore may not gasp at the big reveal. But there are still surprises in The Haircut, writer Wayne Jordan and composer Tom Lane's new musical retelling of the myth for younger audiences. Culturefile's Áine Gallagher went to meet Jordan and Lane to talk about their tale of the nasty ruler with a thing about his hair.
My name's Wayne Jordan. I am the writer and director of The Haircut, which is opening in the ARC Cultural Centre for Children during the Dublin Theatre Festival.
The king lived in a castle at the centre of the city in the middle of the country.
The Haircut is a version of the old Irish story about Larry Lynchuk, who is the king who has long hair and he only has it cut once a year. And afterwards, he always has the barbers killed because he has a secret.
And he insisted that everything turn inwards and nothing ever change. His father had been the king, and his father before him, and his father, and his father.
To be honest, actually, I'm not so interested in making theatre for young people that is about them learning. It's, I guess, about them kind of, like all arts, it's for them to kind of reflect and enjoy and make their own decisions about what. So it's not necessarily educational, but of course the story itself has a moral and a maxim and stuff. And our piece focuses on ideas about, like, secrets and the problems of keeping secrets and what it means to live under a difficult person in power.
The kingdom wasn't a happy place. It was busy and loud in places like a headache and quiet and cold in others. The Lynchuks had ruled for hundreds of years and they had drained the colour out of the landscape and the people.
The piece is kind of a story told in a concert form, and there's one actor, Thomas Kane Byrne, and then three musicians, a clarinetist, a cellist, and a percussionist. So it works as a kind of remix of the original story with a live soundtrack, which is composed by Tom Lane. So I had originally wanted to write the story, and Thomas Kane Byrne ended up in an early workshop for it. It already had a kind of a Dublin twang, and then I really enjoyed him when we were working with him, so I just kind of followed that. And Thomas Kane Byrne is quite a kind of charismatic and flamboyant person, and the piece has a lot of themes about kind of creativity and the creativity of young people and creativity being stifled. And so I think I kind of like have used his natural facilities to colour the piece, so like it fits his way of being a lot. And also I wanted it to kind of have like an old Dublin storyteller fizz. And then I think I opened up some of the situations and characters with a kind of contemporary lens, as well as the world is kind of somewhere in between a fairy tale world and a very modern world.
The king's name was Lynchuk, Lowry Lynchuk. And Lowry Lynchuk was the High King of Ireland. Lowry didn't like questions or discussions or being looked at. He didn't like opinions or ideas or poems. He didn't like singing or dancing or people being too different.
My name's Tom Lane, and I'm the composer and musical director for The Haircut. It's very kind of broad range of styles and types of music. Some of it's quite sort of contemporary sounding, as in kind of contemporary music, contemporary classical music. So it's quite dissonant and edgy, and that reflects certain parts of the story.
Strange looking long for a man of his nature, especially since it didn't suit him, as I hadn't suited any of the long-haired Lynchuks, whose grey pictures hung on the dark halls of the castle.
But then some of it's much more melodic, and that kind of fits with the storytelling aspect, and it's evoking a certain type of mood and atmosphere of the piece. The score is for clarinet, cello and percussion, and the percussionist plays a whole different variety of instruments, including marimba and vibraphone and things like snare drum, bass drum, and there's some big gongs as well. And we also have other instruments for everyone to play, like little harps, and there's also some singing in the piece, so lots of different types of sounds.
Also, there's some other kind of like sound making elements in the show, so we do a little bit of kind of Foley art and some kind of objects that make sounds, and the music, like the haircut itself, Tom has scored a kind of haircut with hair dryers and scissors and percussion. I knew it as an Irish story about Larry Lynchuk, but it's a story that appears in similar versions in many, many countries like China, the Balkans, Wales, like all over the place. And the parts of the story that happen a lot are that there's a king, and that king has his haircut once a year, and he kills the barbers. And the reason he kills the barbers is because he's hiding the fact that he has donkey's ears that hidden underneath his haircut. And in lots of ways, it's about him coming to terms. Well, the end of the play can be, in some ways, about him coming to terms with being different.
Always the same haircut, and always the same story.
Áine Gallagher was talking there to Wayne Jordan and Tom Lane about their new Eights and Up musical, The Haircut, which opens October 10th at The Ark in Dublin.